This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
We just turned 50, Bahamas, are you with me? Cause we just turned 50, man, we just turned 50, cause we just turned 50, Bahamas, are you with me? Are you with me? Man, we just turned 50.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 12th of July, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's a Wednesday, and so it's going to be a on-the-clock Guardian Radio AM man-down mashup Wednesday with Mr. C.A. Newry. He's making his way into studio right now, and so I think today, right now, would be a perfect time to declare that I am the PM of the show. It's only two hosts and he ain't here, so that means I'm in charge. And I love it. I don't love it because I'm missing him. We got lots to talk about this morning. We're going to go to what's in the news, what's been happening. We're going to talk a bit about Andrus and how they are dealing with, how can they deal with the heat wave. I want to talk a bit more about Montague Ramp and Montague Beach infrastructure. But I really want to talk about what it is that Bahamians need to be independent, to experience independence, to be able to navigate their lives with as much autonomy and as much agency as they can. That means, right, like without needing support, like autonomy is without needing help, without needing support, and agency is like being able to get up and go on your own, right? And so what is the infrastructure? What do Bahamians need from government to be independent, right, of government? And that sort of sounds weird because the truth is there is no real independence, right? Like this, nobody is an island. No one can live on their own. And so we're going to talk a bit about what Bahamians need to be independent. I also want to talk about an article, a couple articles I've seen in the paper yesterday. Public Media Alliance raises concerns about Clint Watson's appointment at Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas. Gun amnesty to be rolled out late next week. A headline, woman 82 sexually assaulted, police say. So we're going to get into all of those in a moment and then the things in the newspaper this morning as well. National honors for foreign dignitaries questioned. Lots of things to talk about. I see Mr. Newry's protocol has finally been established. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good yawning this morning. Sorry that I'm late for your part of the show, but I caught a flat. I hit one pothole right in front of COB there that rendered my whole car incompetent and just shut down. So,
well, we could talk about it.
We
could talk about it because my mother caught a flat on the weekend. But I can't even call it a flat. It's like a pothole maliciously jump up and slash her tire twice.
Gosh.
It's rough out there. We're going to talk about all of that in a moment. Good morning, Bahamas. And let's start the show with our Sand Dollar Live read. Today, the 5th of July, central bank representatives, I'm sorry, today is not the 5th of July at all. I'm going to get back to that read in a moment. Let's get to the Sand Dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 3 months, we will be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. I'm going to give you the numbers to call before I throw out the question of the day. The numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. And 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. For people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence, it's a toll-free number. So the first question for the day: how many public holidays remain in the year 2023? How many public holidays remain in the year 2023? Mr. Nuri, I threw some issues on the table just now. Says, government eyeing renewable energy for Andrus. All Andrus and Berry Island homecoming cancellation will impact 200 businesses. Public Media Alliance raises concerns about Clint Watson's appointment at Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas. Gun amnesty to be rolled out late next week. Woman 82 sexually assaulted, police say. And of course, the Alfred Sayers story is really tied to how is Andrus dealing with the heat wave and how is the government supporting Andrusians in their efforts to deal with the heat wave.
Where do you want to start? Are we going to the phone call?
Yeah, we're going to go to the phone call in a second. Producers dealing with that right now. I've got my Sand Dollar live read. This Thursday, the 13th and 14th of July, central bank representatives will be giving out Sand Dollars at Super Value, Nassau Street. It's just up the road from the Guardian Studio. Show your Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in Sand Dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their Sand Dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. You're right, Mr. Nuri, there's a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Yes, a pleasant good morning and happy 50th anniversary to everyone who's listening and to yourself and your guests.
Why, thank you very much.
I want to answer the trivia.
Yes, ma'am.
The answer is four. We have four more holidays. So
yes, ma'am. We do. Can you name them?
We have the Emancipation.
Yes.
In August, and then we have National Heroes, October.
Mm-hmm.
And 25th of December will be Christmas, and 26th. Boxing Day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. You gave the producer your information?
I gave him my name.
And your cell phone number?
I don't remember. I don't remember if I gave him my name. I gave him my number.
That's good. I'll contact you after the show so we could begin the process of transferring it. No, thank you very much. And have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Mr. Nuri, let's get into the conversation. Are you ready?
I'm always ready, Aaron.
Says government eyeing renewable energy for Andrus.
Yes. What does that mean?
At first, I thought, when I first read the headline, I could be honest with you, I started writing the resignation letter for Mr. Says.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a new one.
Okay.
I wanted to embellish it a bit, add some more information.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't imagine that the government was just, I couldn't imagine that they were just considering, just now considering renewable energy for Andrus. But I think the headline is a touch misleading, right?
Go ahead. What you mean by misleading?
Well, I can get into the headline. It says, Minister of Works, Alfred Sayers, said a recent fire that destroyed the power station at Nicholstown in Andrus is an opportunity.
See, that's a key word there.
To begin introducing solar energy to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that struck me as well, right? So it's not just that the government started thinking, it's not that it's the first time, oh, wait, maybe we should install solar renewable energy solutions in Andrus. So that's not what happened. But what struck me with that sentence was, why does the government need an opportunity to introduce solar and renewable energy solutions to Andrus?
But you know, I like analyze words.
Yeah.
The word opportunity means they will start a discussion. That's how I look at it. Isn't that they have plans to enact it in 1 month, 2 months, 6 months,
but this
one
is
year.
The catalyst to start. Force, see?
No, just to start the conversation. What you're suggesting is they will force them to do something. And I'm saying that, no, this is not forcing them to do anything.
I can tell you.
This is forcing them to have a conversation.
I can tell you clearly what I suggest.
Go ahead.
Or what I think that the sentence suggests.
Yes.
I think the sentence suggests that Mr. Sayers or proponents within the Ministry of Works or BPL have been advocating for renewable solutions for Andrus and have been met with either a brick wall, like a blank wall, or opposition. And that the minister would use the word opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
See, because we like to say things like a tragedy may be an opportunity.
Yes.
For a new idea.
Cliche.
Right?
Cliche.
Right. So when you say opportunity, it makes me think that you needed a mechanism, you needed something to compel those that make the decisions to consider implementing renewables in Andrus.
I hear you. I disagree with your point. I think they had no clue, no vision of doing anything. And as the cliche of tragedy and opportunity, that was the words he chose. He carefully chose his words that this is not a tragedy, but an opportunity to do something grander. But that doesn't mean that this is going to happen. Mind you, we were talking about solar energy. Which island that is? That's
Ragged Island.
But there's been no duplication, no effort to duplicate Ragged Island. No plan, no announced, say, well, this would be the next island. So there's no conversation. So there was no plan to do this through any other family island.
But I don't understand it. I can tell you why.
Okay.
Because the man who wants to own the sun, for the last 2 years, he's been telling us about all of his plans to engage the renewable energy industry. He's been practically laying out his plans on how he intends to support the government's transition from killing us with fossil fuels to killing us with renewable energy. I mean, that's not technically how he said it.
No.
That's my interpretation of it, right? So somebody has a plan, but why is it the government doesn't have a plan?
Well, perhaps the government plan is to go to our savior, and our savior will create this non-fossil fuel concept,
right? So,
and we just read it from him.
Right. So the question is this an opportunity for the creation of a plan, or is this an opportunity for serious consideration of a plan that has already been on the table, but has been ignored?
I see where you're trying to go at.
All of that in that one sentence, Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the most important part of the story, right? They had a fire in Andrus,
yes,
North Andrus, and it burned down the entire power station.
Yes.
Well, this is an opportunity for the government to realize the importance of installing proper fire services in each family island. That doesn't just mean one fire station on the island. It means that every geographic area has the resources necessary to cover the fire. Because you could imagine, what if they caught the fire early enough to stop it?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the fire truck?
Mm-hmm.
Is it positioned, like airports have to have fire trucks?
Yes. Or they
have to close down. They're not supposed to be operational unless they have a functioning fire truck and a fire team. But why wouldn't there be legislation that a BPL installation has to have I would say commensurate, that means equal to the capacity of the space. Why don't...
Fire response.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A fire response. Why is that not legislated? To ensure that family islanders have equal and equitable access to these services.
Mm-hmm. So are you suggesting, hinting that BPL does not have a fire response?
I am saying that you had a fire truck on the island, but the whole power station burned down and all of the engines burned down as well, and all of the facilities burned down, suggests to me that you don't have a fire response, a specific plan or protocol in case of a fire. You don't have volunteer firemen whose job it is to continually assess the space and ensure that there's no need for a fire truck?
Surely there's a internal fire and safety protocol program like every major business should have, that these persons are in charge of a response for a fire to make sure, subjugate if there is a fire. I'm assuming that did happen. And of course, that should be included in the report. What happened, what transpired, who responded, what happened at 12:02, 12, 20, 12, 50, then calling the fire station after that. No, but then again, that has not been said in the news or allowed people to hear.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I am concerned. And it there's plenty opportunities arise
opportunities.
From this. The opportunity to implement solar power, that's not it.
No.
The opportunity to enhance and expand local government, to give it the capacity to deal with issues like this,
mm-hmm.
I like, right? Maybe our local government bodies across the archipelago need to take a trip to Exuma and look at how local government works with residents, both nationals and non-nationals,
mm-hmm.
right? To build support services and provide support resources for the community.
But have you noticed that any settlement in the Family Islands that has Winto residents tend to have more access or tend to have access to these luxury items like a fire truck and like an ambulance?
Look here, you're absolutely right.
Other than that, the government doesn't procure it.
I can tell you right now, I don't like PPPs.
You don't like
private-public partnerships. I can tell you why. Because private-public partnerships allow for that particular political culture to take root, where we don't have to provide a school bus to the LN Coakley High School because non-nationals, mind you, it's a valiant effort. Mm-hmm. They're doing a wonderful job. You can't diss them for supporting the community that they want to make their home. But they should never be left with. They should never be left with the feeling that if they don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. Right? And that's one of the reasons why I don't like PPPs. But I got a telephone call here. Let's take the caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad that you gave me this opportunity. I sent you a list of the universities in North America that actually will offer free renewable energy programs and set up just a pilot project. You'd be surprised to know what they could just do to say, look, this little place has so much sun, let's compare it to what's going on in Germany and then make a good name for us. And the world could realize that this is the place where energy could be renewed. But look, we have these ships come in the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Little small reactors. The reactor is probably the size of my bathroom. Could probably take care of the whole island.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. You don't see no tank, no BPL pulling up to the ships, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes,
what
sir?
Happened to the reactors? The small, nice ones that can be there for like 2,000 years. They ain't going nowhere. You just got to figure out what you can do with the race. Come on, man. And there are countries who would be willing to use Bahamas. I'm realizing now it's no longer the Bahamas, according to that song. You know, I like Bahamas. We can use us as a pilot project to get things done. And I think as the minister, he could reach out better than someone local like me.
Yes,
I can't say, look, I attended, North Carolina State University. I'm the alma mater. Then they say, yeah, we remember you, but now, you know, it would sound good if the prime minister was there too, right?
Yes, sir. I absolutely. It lends an air of prestige and confidence.
You know how to say it so well. Thanks, Aaron.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, this is one of the things we've been talking about in terms of where do we go in the next 50 years. We should be building relationships through memorandums of understanding with universities and institutions, right, that we can eventually turn the Bahamas, if not UB, an ancillary institution, into the renewable energy center of the world.
I thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Go ahead, Aaron, but this is my concern. The fire happened in North Andres.
Yeah.
They are out of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, BPL responded, or at least 2-3 days later, and put a generator there.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that the generator is not working.
Hold on, wait.
They announced yesterday the generator is not working.
Yeah.
Right? They tried it. It failed.
Yeah.
So we're back to square one. That's the word they use. We're back to square one. My point is, it's been like three, four, five days.
Mm-hmm.
That North Andrus is without electricity as they try to solve the issue.
Yeah.
I consider this as a crisis.
Yes.
Right? And I'm not sure if you see the report that said this is one of the hottest summers ever.
Yeah, in fact, it's a heat wave.
It's a heat wave.
And the director of communications sent out a memorandum of sorts mm-hmm. indicating that today and the following days, don't play in the sun. If you have an outdoor job, well, he didn't say this part, but if you have an outdoor job, you need to make sure you have the resources with you to stay cool. You got to have a wet T-shirt on your neck all the time or covering your head. Right, you should wear long sleeves, light material, light long pants. Stay indoors if you can, but we know plenty of people don't have indoors they could stay in. The indoors become hotter than the outdoors.
And this is my concern.
Yeah.
Picture a island with no electricity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot make ice,
mm-hmm.
right? Cannot make ice. And have a sand fly mosquito problem at night.
It's a crisis.
It's a crisis. Especially when you don't hear anyone enunciating what is the plan that we have sent down ice right. to these people. We have sent down extra water for these people. We have sent down generators to these people. We are making effort to ease their burden until we solve it.
Stick a pin because I'm going to ask, where's Lundy and where's Lightborn? One moment. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm highly blessed, and good morning to Mr. Nuri. Miss Green, listen to me. And especially y'all PLP people who like listen to these talk show, I put that aside. I need to vet something out what happened last night. Last week or week before last, y'all had the gentleman on there for BBL, right?
I had the union president on, but he was on leave.
Yes, the gentleman, yes. Good friend of mine, right? Mm. Listen to me now. What's his name, Miss Green?
Mm.
I said to him, I understand as a Bahamian that we have to go through this load shedding thing. I understand that. I respect that. Some people might not understand it the way I do, but I understand. I accept it, in other words. Okay. Uh-huh. Last night, Ms. Green, and for those who say the power don't go off in the Western District, I live past that, but I don't want to say directly where I live. But Ms. Green, last night it was after 10, and tell must be after 3 this morning, Ms. Green.
Uh-huh.
You know, no power. I understand they doing load shedding, but I told the gentleman, I give him some kind of advice. If y'all are going to turn the power off in the Western District or certain part of it, if you can turn it off in Nassau Village, Camp Road, please, what is it so hard to come and let the people know you're doing load shedding in these areas?
Yeah.
Why do you have to inconvenience the people who are paying their light bill?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why, where's the communications?
If you know you have a problem, create a schedule. I might support this government, but Ms. Green, listen to me. Some people is a waste of time communicating with them. And some people, you get results. But some people, Ms. Green, I was so hurt last night. You know I was hurt? The simple fact is, Ms. Green, if I live way out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how many thousands of people live out here. Okay, if you say, well, anyway, we're going to turn the power off a certain area from Tropical Gardens, go back from the airport, the power is going to be up for 5 or 6 hours. Then that gives Ms. Green enough time to say, look here, if she has things in her deep freeze, she maybe have a family or relative or friend that she could carry the stuff to for the time being. Mm-hmm. But Ms. Green, if you ain't going to communicate with the people, but when the people call these talk shows and start venting their frustration, then you know what they say? Oh, he's a PLP. Why are you attacking the government like that? Well, what do you want me to do when you keep calling BPL and these people? They send a recording. Does that recording what they send to people is cheap? Do they pay that person who's talking from the recording? Do they pay them?
Do you mean the voice on the phone?
Because Ms. Green, I ain't gonna lie to you. And I ain't talking about no politics, and that's them who won't get mad. I am frustrated, Ms. Green. I am frustrated. You know why I am frustrated?
Yeah.
Because I don't owe nobody nothing. I don't owe no bank. I don't owe BPL. If I pay in my bills in a country where I live, where I give back to a country, why do I have to live in such heat Come on, Miss Green. Every year, same thing. BPF. It's like you and Mr. Nuri telling a child, don't touch something, and then when you turn your back, they touch it.
Thank you, Dewitt. Thank you.
You know what they need to do to BPF?
Yes, sir.
And some people might get mad with me. They need to get rid of that. You know, I want to say something, but I can't say it.
Don't say it,
get rid of it. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be disrespectful to you or to the show.
I am fed up with it,
Ms. Green. I am frustrated.
We are all frustrated.
People who like call people phone, ask you what happened. You all need to go call BPL. Ask them what happened last night.
Thank you. Thank you, DeWitt. Thank you very much. I have to pause. First of all, I have to breathe because, you know, I won't respond to that. But more importantly, I have to introduce our co-host for the segment has been missing. He has been in the wilderness. And from my say, I's the PM, I ain't seen him. Good morning, Mr. Munnings. How are you?
Pleasure to be back home.
Absolutely. Pleasure to see you. Happy
pleasure.
Independence.
And happy independence.
Where you been?
Just looking at all of the things going on, seeing that the banana trees was planting in the potholes, persons that know that they are considered to be roundabouts now.
Yeah. It's troubling. It's very troubling. Listen, I got a
call. I just want to say I did my community service today.
Yeah, oh,
that
yes,
that pothole
yes.
that is in front of COB, right where the crossing is, right in front of the COB proper or UB proper.
Mm-hmm.
I put two big rocks in that big crater.
Oh, I just saw that just now.
You did it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Because I didn't want anyone else to experience that. But it's two huge rocks. Ain't even.
I'll tell you what I told them. I said, dear farmers, if you find that there are some potholes that are seem to being very big and you know you have a lot of banana suckers in your yard, please exercise caution by putting the banana trees there. And to ensure that the minister responsible for the patching of those particular things, that is done.
I got you. I got a caller on the line, and then we got two things to respond to. We got appearing and disappearing potholes and BPL response to incidents, right? I just stick a pin there. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How are you doing?
You know, just now, before I call, somebody just sent something out. I don't know if it reached you yet. Over WhatsApp. I don't know where this is in Nassau, but like I can see the building. It is in New Providence. There's a fella in the middle of the road with a big bag, looking like he got some treats, like marshmallows and potato chips and everything. With a bit of radio singing. You know where he is? He's laying down in a pothole full of water with his boxes on. It's just Miss Green. I'm looking at the thing right now on my phone. I don't think it'll get to you yet.
No.
The fella take out the bike. He eating potato chips, taking the water, squashing it all over him, and got a radio on the side of him listening to music while people on the side of the road clapping.
In
this
city
fella
spa.
In the middle of the road, being, you know the topic is?
Yeah.
Outdoor carpooling.
Yeah, there you go.
They got carpooling. It's a carpool.
You could put the whole car in the pool.
This fella in a pothole, like, it digging in him, and it got water over him, and he had a boxer.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Sparky.
And this lives.
Thank you. It's ridiculous. And I hope that the... Go on, Ian.
I'd like to say a thing, piggyback on what CA was saying about the power still out in Andres. Does the power be out like that in Spanish Wells?
They have their own electrical company.
My point exactly. The thing about it is that the Arctic base is located in Andres, where they are paying the government to utilize those facilities. I think in the sum of somewhat $20 million a year, give or take. That $20 million is supposed to go directly into the investment of Andres. So if Andres is having a power problem, let's just say, what did it cost for Spanish Wells to have their own power plant?
Hundreds and hundreds of years of different and separate development.
What the cost?
That's what
it
the
has
cost
to come, it has to come at
that's
a cost.
That's what the cost is.
But Spanish Wells always had their power station before the Batelco power station.
BPL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, thanks. But you understand that Spanish Well has a charter. And there's charter from the Lutheran adventurers that give them some type of autonomy to manage their own community. It's an ancient charter, But that's part of our history that few Bahamians are aware of.
So when the person called yesterday or texted and asked, like, what's the difference? Why are Bahamians, like Afro-descent Bahamians, developing differently, right? Like, why does it seem like European descent, I use the word white, Bahamians, and I wanted you all to understand there's a distinction between white and European descent, right? Mm-hmm. But why, the word he used was why are white Bahamians seem to be developing better, to use the word loosely, than Bahamians of Afro descent. And I said, look, let's separate the things here. We know that those who were enslaved, right, their development is much slower than those who were not enslaved. We go right now to Spanish Wells. Their charter goes all the way back to
the Lutheran Adventurers.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so they have had a degree of autonomy for far longer than Africans in this place have been autonomous, have been governing themselves, right? And in there is the answer. They just have more practice at it. And they've been doing it continually for longer than we have.
But the thing is when persons are coming into those communities that we consider to be the outer islands or family islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the local government is so important. We're thinking about the persons that are coming in there with an investment or investing within that community. And we're taking that particular bulk of revenue stream, not reinvesting that in those particular islands and bringing it just into the consolidated funds or so forth. That should never happen. Mm-hmm. A place like Andres, let's say, what has one of the largest flatlands and ecosystems and has all of these touristic outback kind of things going on. You mean to tell me that in the 21st century, with them still collecting, and they've been collecting from Arctic, I mean, they've been there for, how long you think they've been there, CA?
A while.
A very long time. And if the sums are anywhere within $20 million per year just to utilize the space that they've been utilizing in Andres, there's no way that Andres should be in the condition that it's in.
I can't argue. I can't argue with you at all, sir. And I think that speaks across the archipelago.
Same thing with the port and Freeport.
The amount of resources that are being collected, nothing should look the way it does. Listen, guys, let me read through these texts. Let's go to a break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to throw out the second question of the day. Text says, the power always off in Exuma, always. Why we can't get what we paying for? Poor communication and when the power is off. Exuma, get it right. It's incomprehensible that you would operate a power station without it being monitored. I agree with you. I like my situation, the area that I live in, is not being monitored. So when the power goes off, I have to call them and tell them the power is off. I want you all to understand why it is every day I could come on this radio and call for the resignation of the Minister of Public Works. I don't care who it is, because Mr. Sayers is a nice guy. I can put that on the record.
You could be a good friend, but a poor employee.
We're not even friends.
No,
in that sense.
You could be a good friend, but you could be a poor employee.
Yeah.
So we got to distinguish the difference between what's the business and what's the friendship.
Right. There's another text here. Mr. Sayers needs to eye these potholes in New Providence, talking about renewable energy. That should have been in the islands a long time. Fix the roads in Nassau, please. That's another thing. I really would like us to stop. When people are critiquing things, right, and say, oh, y'all are just sour, you're bitter, you don't see anything, you're just dissing. Y'all are asking us to congratulate governments and people for things that should have been achieved 20 and 30 years ago. You're asking us to congratulate people on doing things that was in the job description or in the policy for 40, 30 years, and you want me to congratulate them because they've done a job that was planned out 30 years ago, and what they have achieved is going to be obsolete in 2 years, 1 year? It's already obsolete before you implemented it? People have great difficulties. People texting in today, they understand that the power is going to go off. They understand why, too, because y'all are doing a horrible job. Mm-hmm. We're not putting that aside, right? All they're saying is communicate with me. If you know that you're having power issues, you know that you're going to be disrupting people's day by load sharing, whatever language you want to call it, at least give us a schedule so we'll know. And not know at the top of the morning, you know. Give us a schedule at the top of the week, because that is the accuracy with which you should be planning your outages. You shouldn't wait for the power to go off and then figure out who you can shut off first or who you can turn on first.
In other words, I think they're trying to tell you buy a generator.
I think they're trying to tell me that they want me to put their name on the list.
Because most of our European people, they got their generators in the yard.
They can afford gas.
The people who say that, but I have a feeling that that is kind of the response, right? And that's what Andres people are getting, which is, well, you decided to stay on the island, you could have moved to Nassau a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the response that Androsians are getting from the powers that be. Have we seen a statement from Leon Lundy, the Central Andres, right? Have we?
I haven't seen anything.
Have we seen a statement from the Minister for North Andres?
I was looking for a paper with it, but I haven't seen it.
And so what's unfolded, see, this is the right use of the word opportunity. What has unfolded in Andres over the last, say, 2 months, 3 months, right, provides an opportunity for an immediate examination. Right, I didn't even say examination. Y'all get on it right now. You have to expand the capacity of local government. You have to empower these people to be able to purchase and ensure the access to the resources these people need for basic survival. They ain't asking y'all for nothing but a fire truck.
Boy, I can't imagine what them people endure. Because I could imagine here in Nassau, when they cut out for about an hour, and the heat has been extremely hot. And people been passing away and dying because of the heat. And you take that in consideration, like CA said, then you're dealing with the mosquitoes, and then you're dealing with all of those other little things that we going on those islands. Yeah, that's crazy.
Let me get to these checks. People have relatives. Oh, so what about right down the road to Central Andres? They don't have power down there, too? Question mark. People have relatives there too in Central Andres and drive there, you know. So in some Facebook investigations, I saw someone say, in fact, it's not even Facebook, it's a text right here somewhere. I got to find it. It says, tell Nuri stop lying. They sent two generators. One didn't work. They have 90% power. Listen, it say Andres have power. They just load shedding. Let me pause. Before you say anything, let me tell y'all some Bahamas. If they load shedding, you don't have power. If they load shedding, they broken. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me they waking 90%. They are broken. The service of providing electricity, it's continuous electrical current coming through your house. Also, somebody said to me that the reason that Central Andres is having issues because they may have procured right, they may have taken one of the generators, one of the pieces of equipment from Central Andres and sent it to North Andres to try and give them some power. So the people in Central Andres are now also dealing with the same issue, but to a lesser extent. Again, why don't y'all have your response ready to go in case these things happen? That's why you don't have any petty cash. That's why you don't have any bonus in your, you don't have any leftovers in your budget. You ain't gonna never have any extra money to throw a party. You don't have any money to give perks and bonuses because all of your money is supposed to be sitting in resources and assets waiting to be deployed. And then the rest of the money is being spent maintaining those assets until they are to be deployed. Listen, that's that music. We got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, some more texts. And then I want somebody to call in, 242-300-5720, for people who are not in New Providence. Call in and tell me exactly where were you going to have the sailing competition for the Bahama Games in North Andres. Somebody call in and tell me. I ain't never been to North Andres by sailboat, only by mailboat. So y'all tell me where you're going to have the regatta in North Andres when you're the sailing competition when y'all intended to have it there. You listen to TJ Rells. This is a nice little sample of the national anthem, man. I really love it. Stay tuned. You're on the clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Show. We'll be right back.
Mary just turned 50. Bahamas, are you with me? 'Cause we just turned 50. Mary just turned 50. 'Cause we just turned 50.
Bahamas, are you with me?
With me.
Or are you with me?
With me.
Mary just turned 50.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Street, why? Cause I'm eating to a beat. She ain't care, she just hand me the keys. A rasta mind blow trees in the breeze. The 5-0, I think you need to stop that.
Good morning and welcome back to the On The Clock Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Wednesday. I got to throw out my second question for the On The Clock Sand Dollar giveaways right now. The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. So here's the second question of the day. What is the capital of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? What is the capital of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? And I want you all to note something that one of the callers said earlier. He said, I guess we are Bahamas now, right? And he was celebrating the song. He wasn't dissing the song. He said, I guess we are Bahamas now. The point he was making is that when you say it, it's the Bahamas.
With a capital what?
With a capital T. Right? Because it's shortening of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We are the Bahamas. And so when you say the Bahamas, you must put a capital T under the and a capital B on the Bahamas. I got some text winners here. Once you haven't played the game before, I could give you your money. I got a lot of texts coming in with answers. The question again, what is the capital of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Okay, texters, I'm going to get to these texts. Back to what you were talking about, Mr. Newry, with you catching a flat this morning and having to put the rocks in the road and to fill the hole yourself. I want you all to know that this weekend has been filled with traffic chaos. Once again, I'm going to plead for the Royal Bahamas Police Force to remember that, first of all, every police officer is a traffic officer. Every police officer is empowered with the authority to go to handle traffic offenses, right? It's like, remember, some police officers don't carry guns and some do, but every police officer can attend to a traffic incident. And I say that because my neighbor got into an accident. When I say got into an accident, I think somebody hit her at Soldier Road and Blue Hill Road. But that's not the point. The point is this, is that she spent 3 hours in that intersection from 8:35 to 11:35 waiting for police officers to attend the scene because of the nature of the accident. And eventually the police officers told her to come down to South Beach Police Station to report the accident.
That's extremely long.
Right. I know. And the number of police officers that drove past the scene and didn't stop. I spent close to an hour in the road about 10 years ago, right in front of Nesbitt's, with a young man in my lap who had been hit by a car in front of us, right? And we hit and run. And the car, not the car immediately in front of us, they also had an accident trying to avoid him. And I could tell you, two police cars drove past us.
Wow.
My friend had to throw her body on the hood of the police car just to get them to stop for a moment to put down their window slightly and say, are we going to call it in? I don't think you all understand how extremely frustrating it is for citizens dealing with an emergency and watching those who are supposed to be dealing with emergencies ignore them and drive past. I see. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, Major, in the struggle.
Yes, sir.
No, I wouldn't comment on the police because nothing changes, and they just operate without immunity, you know, and it's obvious if you break down on the side of the road, they'll pass you through. As a matter of fact, when I was about 18 or 19, my little MG broke down on Marshall Road, and I tried to stop them. They almost knocked me down. But anyhow, yes, but I wanted to comment on the fire at BBL, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to share some common sense. I'm going on what they said, the mm-hmm. words that came out of their mouth. The gentleman was saying that the generators cut off a few times, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as an electrician or even common sense, right, it's the same thing like if you're pushing an electrical appliance and the breaker keep tripping, then there's obviously something is wrong. There's a short or something is overheating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could always do resistance checks and opacity checks. So you would have to shut off the machine until you find the problem. But once you keep turning it on and it's doing the same thing, I mean, I work in a plant room, man. I would never do that because I know it's automatic danger once an equipment keeps shutting down. That's a safety mechanism. But when you bypass it, it's not going to solve itself if you don't troubleshoot at night.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they didn't want to wake up the people to tell them, come and troubleshoot. But this is what you call it. Troubleshooting is a part of keeping safety, man. Give thanks.
Blessings. Thank you very, very much. Do they have the proper protocols? How many people work at the power station? Because I know apparently only one person work at the power station in Mayaguana. One person. And I swear somebody missing whispered to me that if he go on vacation, well, then everybody is a technician at that point. And say, good morning, caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller, you there? 2, 3. Sorry, we missed you, caller. Producer, let's get to that next. Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
Hello. Can you hear me?
It sounds like you have water in your line, sir. I can hear you good, but not well enough for my audience.
Okay,
can you hang up and call back? Thank you very much. Let me run to the text quickly. Lady Green, just my opinion, when black leaders get power, black people suffer. These people in government don't care about black people. They patch up Eastern Road quick, but Seabreeze neglected 50 years over. I get to work PLP. I can say get to work people, because if you take the L and put it at the end and it say people. It's not, okay, remember early in the show I say, like white and European descent are distinct, right? So watch this. It's 2023. It's not that they don't care about black people. It's that they can only see money. They can only see money. Maybe race is construct, it changes over time, geography, language. It's not that they can't see black people. It's that they can only see money. They could only hear money. In fact, I think the government can't turn on until you have a certain amount of money that they could sense.
But all we have is money here. All we have is money.
You have money?
You have money?
The country is rich.
That's about you.
The country is rich.
Well, let me go to... We're going to get back to that in a second. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning again. You can hear me better?
Oh, much better. Good morning, sir.
All right. Good morning to everybody. Poppy, hey, that's Mr. Munnington.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he ain't been around for a long time. Good morning, Mr. Munnington.
Pleasure. Good morning, sir.
Okay, Poppy. Tell me something, Ms. Green. I hear you say something about BPL just now, but is it a kind of your open line, or are you talking about a particular thing?
You kind of your open line. I thought somebody was going to call in. Anyway, maybe Mr. Nuri will allow us in the next hour to talk about the Clint Watson story. There's also the gun amnesty story.
I ain't here, but it's yet. Maybe you can bring us up today. But let me get this in before I forget it, because I don't write my things down. I'm blind.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if they compensating them people... I mean, in the whole Bahamas, when situations like this happen, if they have, if BPL have insurance, that the people in North Andros would lose in the group, like the meat and the fridge, the medicine going spurl and stuff like that.
All of the 200 businesses that'll be impacted by the All Andros and Berry Island homecoming cancellation.
None that I know about.
Especially, but I mean, in that too, right?
Yeah.
But these poor people who medicine, who relies on BPL to be on, because they might not have no money to buy no ice or whatever. I wonder, like, if the government really stepping in, if the community stepping in and looking out for the person who really depend on the electricity, the person who might be sick and have machine or the medicine going spoil. I think it should be some compensation, even if they don't do it. And if they're doing it, I think they need to make sure the people in North Andros get that assistance for what they're going through, and especially how they wasn't able to celebrate the way they would have liked to celebrate in spite of the 50-year anniversary celebration. The next thing is that I, with a woman named Irene, the lady name, Irene Karen, Miss
the Green, publisher of the Tribune, who was honored.
Yes, that's my point. She was honored, and I think that's good for this government, for any government in the Bahamas, to give people their roses while they're alive. Now, I know this particular party, what is the government, mightn't be so friendly with the Tribune, but I think that's really excellent how they did that for her. I don't know if it's a committee would do it and nothing to do with the government. But another name, what I want to be able to hear before I leave, I think she passed, or she's still here? Nikki Kelly? Is she still here with us?
Yes, Nikki Kelly's still here.
Yes, Nikki Kelly is hard, just like she might have a newspaper or a radio station, but the things what she was doing over the years, I don't know if they honor her before, and I just ain't aware of it, but, you know, while she alive...
Nikki Kelly need her honor, absolutely.
I think her daughters do something, Catherine or something
like
that.
They were both writing in The Punch. They were both featured regularly in every issue of The Punch. Yeah.
Nikki used to be in The Tribune or The Guardian before, right?
I think so, yes.
I would like for them to honor her. And I think it's good how they honor Miss Irene Karen. That was my point. And make sure they compensate them people in North Andros for all their meat losing and their medicine and everything, and step up. I hope the government sends social service on and assist these people, and let's stop renting and doing all these things with generators and go to these energies where we could save, so we don't depend on gas and these generators breaking down. And they have something named the fire protection system. Mm-hmm. All of these places were burning and stuff like that. Something's supposed to be there to either shut the engine down or do something. I don't know if the government dealing like with them petty shop, like small business shop, rather than carrying on like a well refined, we get enough money and everything. So why they be doing the things like this? When they run their own businesses, they don't do it like this. If that was their own business, they wouldn't have all of these inconsistencies inside BPL and stuff and things what they do. And I need to hear from the man who you had on before, man, the president of
the union. I'm gonna call him.
The union.
Yes, sir.
He need to come on, and he had a lot to say before the government changed. I think they signed one MOU with the government. So he too quiet, man.
I got you.
All these fires and different. I don't know if his workers them on a different family island them have the necessary things what they need to do. They work.
Yes,
we
sir.
We need to hear from him.
Listen, I'm with you. When he was on,
this is good work. I can go. Thanks for giving me the time.
No, man. Thank you. It's great to hear from you, and happy independence. Listen, guys, we are all out of time. And I forgot Mr. Nuri has a guest today. My apologies. I'm going to have to save this next subject for another time. Let me throw out these texts. A police friend of mine spent years on Spanish Wells and never once had the opportunity to give his services to the residents. He jokingly said there could have been a murder and they would have solved it among themselves. Right? Nuri said, they don't have power. You need power to load shed. Let's be responsible with statements. Listen, they don't have power. Okay? Power is a continuous provision of electrical current. Continuous. Y'all have been able to patch together some things, but stop forcing us to swallow this rhetoric.
There are people here who are willing to have Bahamians suffer and then make any excuses to make sure that we suffer. And that's what that text is saying. They don't care. They just want us to suffer.
Listen, life on the plantation is rough.
The plantation rough.
I hope y'all could see the plantation through the palm trees.
It's rough.
I've got to go to my text winners. I will contact you after the show to confirm whether you have won before or not. Remember, you can only win once. Thank you for playing. Thank you, producer. Thank you, TG Rels, for being brave enough to sample the national anthem. And dear Bahamians, be bold, be brave, be creative. This is your things. This is your things. And our things, all of it, belong to us. And the planet and God, I guess. We got to share. We got to learn to share too, hey. Anyway, I don't mind. Y'all have a good day. The second half of the mashup will continue after the break.
She looked thirsty at all the collects. DJ Blazing got rails in the mix. Her body banging, she moving the hips. And when I joined, she start biting the lips. It's kind of fast.